This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. The clip you're about to hear is from one of our exclusive Patreon episodes, and like all of those episodes, it may contain spoilers, so consider yourself warned. If you like what you hear, head over to patreon.com/horrorqueers to listen to tons of bonus content. And now, without further ado, here is your exclusive Patreon clip.
I'm in the same boat. I will say, yeah, this is probably the weakest of the first four episodes, but I don't think it's a bad episode of television, but no. It's kind of a thing where, honestly, it's kind of split into two halves, which these episodes are doing where it's, you know, case of the week mixed with the serialized stuff. And it was kind of a thing where I was enjoying both sides of these plots. However, every time we would move to the next one, I was like, oh, I kind of wish I was watching the other one instead. And I don't feel like either one really gets their due by the time the credits roll.
No, I think I messaged you because I watched this first and I said this either needed to be longer or we needed to do something maybe less with it. Like, I could have actually seen this working as either a supersized episode or even a two-parter. Mm-hmm. And it's something that critics who did have the opportunity to watch it before the episode was pulled, because I gather they probably sent out four episodes of screeners. So people had reviews ready that they ended up publishing maybe after the fact. But a few people said, you know, it just feels like the case of the week is a little undercooked. And people were excited to see Molly Shannon taking on a very different kind of role. And in hindsight, you just don't get that much of her because there just isn't quite enough here.
Yeah, she has 2.5 scenes in this episode, and the half being her like final scene where she gets shot, because she shows up and gets shot and that's it.
Yeah, basically.